I cannot play chess. I learned it as I was a boy, and I was interested in it, but today I don't have the brains and I don't have the time for it. A little while ago, there came into my hand through some paper that was published and some advertisement, a chess problem, and I looked at it. It intrigued me. It just intrigued me so that I said, I must solve that. And as I tried to solve it, I found out it was impossible to solve it. I said, that's a put-up job. Whoever invented that chess problem went out to fool people, to make them work at it, and to work at something that's impossible to solve. So I kept looking at it. Here, black was to be conquered in two moves by white. And here were the king and the queen and the rooks and the bishops and the knights all bunched together. And there were just a few white pieces. Now, how in the world? I said, why, it's out of the question. And so I was just about going to give up when I said, Jesus. I found out that he's a good chess player. Immediately, he showed me just one little move, and black was defeated with king and queen and bishop and rooks and knights and pawns, and everything was just licked. Jesus knew the solution. And whatever your temptation is, maybe the king of hell, and maybe the queen of Brooklyn, and maybe the bishops of the Roman Catholic Church, and maybe the rooks of some other kazumas, and maybe the pawns, and everybody bunches together against you. Listen, child of God, the question is, do you want to overcome? Oh, do you love Jesus Christ more than yourself? Has his love conquered your heart? Have you discovered that in you dwells no good thing, and there's no power there to fight the good fight of faith and to overcome? And then Jesus Christ says, my God shall supply every need of yours.